Here's the start of the Wikipedia entry for the Blackhawk Amtrak train. The Blackhawk is a planned Amtrak intercity rail route which will ultimately run from Chicago, Illinois to Dubuque, Iowa, via Rockford, Illinois. That's pretty optimistic given the current stalled state of the project. Amtrak operated the line from 1974 to 1981. Before that, there was the Land O' Corn route between Chicago and Waterloo, Iowa, but that ended in the 1960s. The entry continues. Service from Chicago to Rockford was expected to begin in 2015, but the start of the service was put on hold by Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner. Rockford area Democratic Senator Steve Stottleman agrees that was the point when the line's fortune changed.
For those of us who believe passenger rail service is an important option for people in this area, that's been very, very disappointing.
Former Governor Pat Quinn promised money for the Blackhawk as part of a statewide construction plan. But then Quinn was defeated by Rauner, who entered office with a cost-cutting budget plan. And according to Rauner's office, the Blackhawk project remains under review. Stottleman doubts it will happen under the current administration and suggests it's time to look beyond the state to shoulder the entire cost of building and maintaining the route.
I'm optimistic it's going to happen eventually. Passenger rail service will be an important transportation option for people. When it's going to happen and what it's going to look like, I'm not sure.
Gerald Podraza, and I'm one of the members of the Citizens Committee to bring back the Blackhawk. There are lots of challenges, lots of obstacles. There's lots of skepticism.
So why try?
The train, especially the Blackhawk, can be the source of extraordinary rural economic development. We have places between Rockford and Galena that are being underutilized.
He says it wouldn't just be for business travelers or tourists. He points to university passenger rail services elsewhere in the state.
The Saluki, the Illini, all of those routes target heavily the university college population as a foundation for their ridership.
And he says similar connections could be made at universities across northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin, and eastern Iowa.
I would like to place an ad in all of the colleges and universities that are projected to be along the Blackhawk. So that would be Rockford University, Beloit College, okay, all the schools in Dubuque. That would include UW-Platteville because that's just north of Galena. And ask students to respond to the link about would they be favorably inclined to take the train.
But there's another group that Pedraza thinks could help fill the seats. Retirees. That's exactly why Pat Stortenbecker wants the rail line. She lived in the Chicago area for several decades before settling in the Galena territory.
And many of our neighbors and friends are also Chicago transplants that came to the territory. And now, I mean, they're really suffering, I think. I think that we need to have a new influx of people.
She says it would also help her feel more connected to the rest of her family.
So we have four grown adult kids, and they live in Schaumburg. They would love to be able to send the kids to see us. And we would use it all the time. I mean, we would use it all the time.
Rick Harnish, executive director of the Midwest High-Speed Rail Association, has several reasons for pushing forward. His is one of the nation's leading advocacy groups to bring high-speed rail to the U.S.
There's, you know, a strong list of manufacturers who need better access to world markets, universities, tourism. This is really a great place for trains, but you need to build a strong coalition that says it's time to pay for it and make it work.
That could include public-private partnerships or federal programs. But before that can happen, Harnish says there's a lot more work to do at the grassroots level. And supporters say it could pay off when and if the timing is ever right.
It's proven over and over again. The person who has the plan, when the time happens, is the one who gets the money.
I'm Jenna Dooley.